This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We are live in Oxnard at Training Camp 2024. It's brought to you by our friends at Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Cooper Beebe sitting down in our hot seat, brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Here's Coop. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, the unanimous All-American out of Kansas State, third-round pick by the Cowboys. And he's going to step in at center. Cooper Beebe here with us on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
Looks like you worked up a pretty good sweat. What do you think of NFL training camp?
It's definitely a new experience, but I'm enjoying it. It's, playing, finally getting to play football, actual football. So, I love it. And being around those guys, man, you can't ask for anything better.
Looks like maybe a D lineman got you up here on the neck or something. They pulling out some claws on you today?
We put hands on each other. It's just part of it, and you live to battle another day.
Speaking of those battles, what do you notice in the difference between fully grown men, developed players you got to go up against, and are you ready for that challenge and to take the next step right now?
Absolutely, I'm ready for the challenge. I think the biggest thing for me that I've noticed is just the intensity every play. I think in college you get a lot of DTs that, take plays off. And here in the NFL, man, they're going 100% every play. So that's just something you got to get used to. You got to get used to, battling 100% every play. And I think that's, the biggest difference.
How's this move to center going for you?
It's going good. Definitely, doing OTAs, getting used to it. I'm really comfortable at it now. And, just continue to perfect my craft and continue working and, compete for that job.
Is the snapping process of it the biggest adjustment for you switching over from guard?
Absolutely, yeah. I did a little bit in college here and there, but yeah, the snap's definitely been the biggest change.
So I wanted to ask you about that because obviously president of the Cooper Beebe Fan Club here. I loved your college tape. You're my guy. But I heard at K-State you guys would do offensive line practices where you'd shuffle things and you would play different positions. So how has that even helped you for this transition?
Absolutely. I think biggest thing for me is just understanding, how to play each position and, kind of their techniques and, what their footwork is, what is their mental process. And it helps me, coming in at center because now I know, what my guard's thinking, what my tackle's thinking. So we can, just put it all together and, I can help you, kind of smooth things out.
It's Cooper Beebe here with us on The Fan now. I don't know. Are you used to, as an offensive lineman, having fanboys in the media, or is this a new experience for you?
It's definitely a new experience. Usually the offensive line doesn't get much love. So this is definitely a new experience for sure.
It's where games are won, in the trenches. Absolutely, here, Cooper. People absolutely need to know this.
So he does the post game show. He's already got a 56 jersey. He's wearing it in the post game show.
He forgot his K-State beef hat, too. He should have worn the K-State beef.
Somebody sent me, Brandon Laurie, another Cowboys media member, sent me a K-State beef hat. I should have worn it for you. I'm sorry.
Cooper, when you talk about the adjustment of having to play in center, is it one of those things where here you are having to make calls, and you're like, are you like thinking, okay, I'm about to make this call, and it's going to set all this off? Is it all about confidence. Even if you're right or wrong, you have to show that confidence that you're making the right call.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of it is just how vocal you are.
Right.
You know, definitely, especially when you get in, you know, you have Zach, you have a lot of these vets.
Right.
And I'm the one controlling it. So really, it's being loud, being vocal, being confident with what your call is. And like you said, whether I'm right or wrong, you know, if you instill confidence, have everybody on the same page, you know, you're going to be good to go.
Has that guy on the right side, that number 70, ever said, no, young man, no?
Not yet. but, you know, I imagine down the road we'll definitely get there at some point.
Have you gotten used to the here we go snap cadence?
I have. It was definitely an interesting part in OTAs, but you know, I got used to it. And you know, they always make jokes about it. You're going to hear that for, you know, 80-90 plays a game. So
Gavin mentioned you worked up a good sweat practice number one. Are you somebody that has to change pants throughout a game day?
No, I do sweat a lot, but you know, it's just part of it, and you just, you know, live with. You're an offensive lineman. You get down and dirty, and it is what it is.
Speaking of the dirtiness, that's probably my favorite part of your game, dude. You are violent. You are nasty. You are tenacious. I think this Cowboys offensive line needed some of that. Has that always been your play temperament, or did something happen where you just got angry as a kid and said, I wanted to inflict pain on
you? You know, growing up, I had three brothers, so I got picked on a lot. I had two older brothers that picked on me a lot, and I think that kind of instilled that, you know, dirtiness and, you know, that willing to fight. And I think that's kind of where, you know, it came. And now football is just another way to, instead of on my brothers, you know, it's on other grown men. So
if you have a trait, your best trait, are you really good inside hand holder, or is it second level kind of clip the guy? How do you what's your best technique here?
I would probably say inside hand holder. You know, I think especially if you're smart, you get away with a lot of holding.
Yeah, there
if
you
you're
go.
Smart. You know, I did a lot of that in college, and you know, surprised I didn't get flagged more than I did. But
now you're good at it, though. Like,
yeah,
you watch your tape. It's like you're holding, and now you're moving to the second level.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to snatch, pull, and then get to second
Absolutely.
Level as well. So,
Absolutely.
Well, and that was something that was annoying. People were knocking you for your athleticism.
Yeah.
Like, have you actually watched Cooper Beebe play? All right, you tell them you're actually a freak athlete out there. You can move to the second level as well as anybody.
Oh, it's just, you know, just part of the criticism. It is what it is. I don't worry what, you know, the outside noise says. I just do me, and you know, I'm going to continue to do my best every way I can.
We do need to ask you one thing, though. Speaking of athleticism, my guy here, Eric Chiafalo, has a theory when it comes to ankles and athletes. Would you mind maybe showing off the ankle? I know
Let's
it's
see
taped
that ankle,
up here.
Coop.
He needs to critique, like...
Let's see that. Okay, a little taped up here. A little taped up. Look at the calf on that, bad boy. Okay, now here's the thing. Now, that's really exactly what you want to see. Walchuk, you're telling me there was some athleticism criticism thrown Cooper's way?
Not from me.
That makes no sense, because when you look at that's the exact combo you want. You need the meaty calf.
Right.
But then you need to have the honest line of demarcation
Damn
to
right.
ankle. You know, you don't want to have confusion. Where does the calf start and the ankle end? What's the question? There is no questions here. That's exactly what you want to see. That's the prototype. That's the guy that's going to be pulling around the corner. Watch out. Watch out, edge rushers.
Damn right.
That's a guy that's a dancing bear.
It's
a dancing bear.
And no cankles. Okay, when it comes to offensive linemen, the eating stories are legendary. Do you have an eating claim to fame?
I do not. I need to probably get one then, I guess.
Is there something that you think, like, if you were trying to be Joey Chestnut for a day and you entered, like, a championship food eating contest, something specific you could put down?
Oh, that's actually a great question. I definitely couldn't do hot dogs. That's way too much for me. I think a good pizza, I could go for a while.
Yeah. What's the ideal pie?
I like Italian sausage and onion. It's the way to go.
Yeah. That's money, dude. That's absolutely money.
Sounds delicious.
So you didn't have like an eating barbecue competition, K-State, Kansas barbecue. I imagine there's something going down where NIL deals. I mean, I see these dudes getting some NIL deals now, maybe with the food situation.
You know, when I was there, we didn't get much. I mean, there is a lot of good barbecue in KC for sure. But we never had any, you know, competitions or anything like that.
Wow. 12 years ago, Cooper, Travis Frederick stepped into training camp. Immediate smooth transition. It was part of a great Cowboys offensive line. You were obviously a child then, probably falling in love with football. Were you watching? Are there offensive linemen that you looked up to or patterned your game after or appreciated as you were coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've said this before, you know, it's kind of cool now being on the Cowboys, but Zach was definitely one of the dudes, and I've said that, you know, in the past, is one of the dudes I modeled my game after. So now to be able to learn from him in person, man, it's just an unreal experience. And like you said, you know, you watch a lot of these dudes growing up, and then now I'm here playing with them. So it's definitely a cool experience.
Are your dad and brothers big football guys too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
How many snaps did you throw to them from the time you got drafted to today?
Actually, my mom was the QB for me.
Yes.
Nice.
She stepped in. Yeah, every time during her lunch break, we're out in the backyard. You know, she's getting the, you know, here we go. She had to get used to that. You know, and especially she'd hit me with a little knee for silent count.
Yeah. Nice.
So I got to give shout out to my mom on that one.
Is she chewing you out if it's ever a low snap or anything?
She didn't chew me out, but she let me know. You know, she'd hold it here if it was a bad snap and let me know about it.
Are all the QBs going here we go now?
Yeah.
So you think it's going to start a new league trend?
I don't know. Could.
It sounds good.
It does sound good.
I was hearing Trey Lance though. He's not as confident with it as Dak is. You can hear it on the field. He's still growing into that, obviously. So yeah. It makes sense. Now your love for Zach Martin, but you are a rookie. I know it's still early. Have we gotten any sort of rookie jobs, tasks that have been lapped upon Cooper Beebe's shores?
I mean, not super big right now. I mean, I did buy us a poker set for all the O-line to play.
Come on.
You know, I ordered a bunch of, they're called Velos, or like Zins. I got a hand out to the offensive line. But that's been my only duty so far. But I told them, you know, whatever they need me to do, just tell me and I'll get it done.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Now, you guys are playing poker back there?
Oh, yeah.
You a good poker player?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that was
more... Well, Dawson's got a game for you.
That's part of the rookie hazing, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, you just steal his money. What do you feel about the jersey swaps that's taken over the NFL post-game?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, usually I don't know how many times O-linemen usually jersey swap.
You'd be surprised.
But...
you probably, I mean, you want to keep the jersey. You pancake the guy. You know that the turf mark or whatever on the jersey is because you planted him in the ground. Maybe you want to bring that one home with you.
I like that piece of grass right there.
No, I think, like, you know, if you're going against somebody, like, you know, you played with in college or something, that's pretty cool. Or somebody, you know, you grow accustomed to, like, you work out against each other.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm fine with it. Obviously, you know, you got to pay for the jerseys and stuff. So.
Oh, that's right. So is there's nobody that you've thought, like, man, that'd be pretty cool. Get a jersey swap with him if you play him.
I think for me, it'd just be the guys, you know, I know, obviously, Ben Sinnott, on the Commanders, we'll play him, so, you know, hopefully, you know, we get a jersey swap.
How's the reunion been with Deuce?
Oh, I love it. Man, I love that dude to death, and it's so cool to be blocking for him again, and, you know, he called me right after the draft, and I'm so excited, so, yeah, I love it.
Is there a technique to blocking for a guy like that that's short, but he's got the quickness? Is it like flash, like kind of just chip people and go, or do you feel like that? Because sometimes you get quick guys that you don't have to hold them as long. But
I think he's the one that makes us look good.
Yeah,
you know, he hides behind us,
right?
And then next thing you know, and he's right past you. You don't even know. You just, you know, block it like anybody else. But you know, he's a spectacular player, and he makes spectacular plays.
What's it take to have a great running game in the NFL?
I think it's just your mindset. Man, you got to have that physical, you know, downhill, we're going to run it down your throat kind of mindset. And, you know, I think that's something that we have here.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how different is the technique, would you say, from what you were using in college compared to what you're doing now with Solari?
I'd probably say a 7. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, throughout OTAs that I had to change, just coming here in the NFL. But I mean, it's been a pretty smooth transition. You know, I'm a very coachable person. And
hell yeah, you are.
I take the coaching and make the changes and, you know, just go about my business.
It's one of the things that Wolchuk had in his write-up about you. Just seems coachable as hell. Absolutely. Coachable as hell. That's verbatim. What is or who is your roommate here at camp? Because you got a roommate,
Nate,
right?
Nate's my roommate.
Oh, Nate Thomas. Okay. Yeah.
All right. How's that going so far?
It's going good. You know, we got a very nice setup here. It's you know, very gorgeous. The weather's beautiful. And, you know, I got nothing to complain about.
What's your ideal room temp?
Oh, I'm a, you know, 64, 65 guy. It's okay. Got to be cold. Cold and dark.
Wow. Yeah. You ready for the Texas heat, though?
You know, that was something when I first got there that wasn't – I think it was the humidity more than anything that I wasn't used to when I got to Texas. You know, it's, you know, it gets hot in Kansas, but that humidity is something different in Texas.
What are you going to do for your rookie talent? At some point you're going to get called up to sing or dance or, you know.
Yeah, we have karaoke. I think I'm up Sunday, I believe, is what they say.
Oh, we've got
Sunday's
days.
The big day. Yeah. Okay. What are you going with?
I picked 3. I have Don't Stop Believing, Party in the USA, and then I think the classic Sweet Caroline.
There you go.
No.
Pipes? No, we don't flex the golden pipes?
Party in the USA is what you do, because Miley Cyrus is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
That's right.
You are channeling Super Bowl victory the moment you stand up there and you start moving your hips like, yeah, baby, damn right.
Moving my hips. Have you played college football 25?
Oh, I have, yes.
Okay, what's your grade? What do you think of the game?
Oh, I think it's cool. I think it's impossible to play defense in
that
game, though.
It's ridiculous.
The kicking's a little out there, too.
It's taking some getting used to.
I struggle with just kicking PATs in that game, so.
I agree with you. It's just badass to have it back.
Hey, you
no,
been,
it is, absolutely.
You should have been out here last couple years watching the kickers try and do some stuff out here in camp, I'll tell you what.
Nice to have Brandon Aubrey.
What a blessing. Cooper Beebe, Cowboys rookie, congrats on your success. Welcome to camp, and we look forward to watching you and your tremendous career.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There he goes. Yes, great first impression there with Coop here on the tennis courts, live here at Training Camp 2024. It is the G-Bag Nation. Okay, so we have that going on. The Rangers got another win this afternoon, if you missed it. 2-1 right here on your home of the champs. Simeon had a home run. Scherzer was awesome. And the reinforcements are on the way. Dunning activated. And Josh Jung freaking back with no rehab start. He will be on the way to Toronto probably as we speak, and will be in the lineup starting at third base tomorrow, said Bruce Bochy. 51-52 on the year, guys. We got to talk more about that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. But an edition of LA Live is coming up next. Lucius, where are we going with that, buddy?
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night. I have some reaching or preaching for the fellas.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.